A report by a group of British politicians has cleared the country's domestic intelligence service and police of failings over the London suicide attacks that took place nearly 4 years ago. But the findings of the parliamentary committee will satisfy a few of the critics who point out that the ringleader of the suicide cell, Mohammed Sadiq Khan, had been photographed by British intelligence 4 years before he struck. In the report, the lawmakers also say Khan and one of the members of his cell, Shahzad Tanweer, were watched, photographed, and recorded by intelligence in 2004, just a year before the deadly attacks took place. Graham Fuchs is the father of one of the victims who died in the coordinated blasts in what was the worst ever peacetime attack in the capital.
This report today is written by the same people that wrote the first one, which was widely discredited. So how they think they can then come back with any credibility to write a second report is beyond belief.
One of the lawmakers on the parliamentary committee is Michael Mates. He says despite intelligence operatives having observed two of the four bombers, he says he believes the attacks on three subway cars and a bus could not be prevented.
We don't believe it could have been prevented given the resources we had and given the intelligence that the security services had available to them.
The report concludes Khan and Tanweer were not considered by British intelligence to be essential targets to follow more closely at the time, as they were thought to have been peripheral players in a different plot being studied, namely a possible fertilizer bombing attack against a shopping center and nightclub. Mate says the security service simply lacked the manpower to follow up every lead.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing. Those judgments were taken at the time, and having gone into all the details, we can't find any reason to criticize the judgment they took at that time about those two.
Campaigners want nothing less than a full independent public inquiry into why the security service and police acted as they did. The Labour government, first under Tony Blair and now under Gordon Brown, has repeatedly ruled out such a probe. The government line is that it would sidetrack intelligence gathering at a time when Britain is at serious risk of a terrorist attack. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.